Well, I guess, Evan, just your thoughts on the season as a whole. It's been a crazy year in terms of all the transactions, the movement. Just what do you think about everything when you look back?
Yeah, it was definitely something. You know, obviously it was a lot different than, you know, last year. Just a way different team, just kind of, you know, different goals and stuff like that. So it was a lot different of a year. It was fun for sure. I thought it flew by, you know, already being my second year in the league, and, you know, next year, you know, I don't like thinking about it, but next year potentially being my last year being with Columbus. Obviously it's kind of weird to think about how, you know, last year was my rookie year, and now I feel like I'm old, but it was a fun year for sure.
You brought up Columbus. How exciting is that for you, that kind of that you have all those big goals? Obviously, you know, you're a hot commodity here in the WHL. Team Canada is going to be interested in you. The Jackets are interested in you. You got a contract signed. Like, you must be pretty excited to, you know, get going here for next year already.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Obviously, inking that contract at the end of the year was something I've dreamed of for a long time. And, you know, I'll be heading to Cleveland shortly to go be with them and go experience that, and you know, hopefully see them in a, you know, they're in a playoff push right now, so I'll go be a black ace for them and just kind of soak it all in. So
what's your conversations with them been like, just kind of what they expect from you, and I guess just what experience they want you to gain too as a black ace?
I mean, I think just learning what it takes to be a pro. You know, they got a guy there right now who's played a few, like a up and down a ton, and his name is Jack Greaves. You know, he's up and down, played a ton of games this year. You know, he's on the younger side of it, and I think they just want me to kind of be around that and kind of see what it takes to be a pro and all the stuff that you have to do on a daily basis. So,
Evan, just thought, you know, going back to last night, there was, you know, some heavy emotions from you after the game. Just what were some of those, you know, emotions and thoughts going through your head after that final horn?
Yeah. It kind of hit me when Sondi kind of came up to me. You know, it's never fun seeing, you know, a close friend of yours, you know, getting emotional like that. You know, obviously him, Scotty, Seeps, you know, that's their last game of junior hockey, and it sucks, right? It's just, yeah, it's never fun to kind of to see that, so... It just kind of hit me hard.
What does a goaltender learn from a 20-year-old defenseman or a 20-year-old forward in that situation?
Yeah, I think just being a great person, you know, showing up and working your butt off every day, being a leader, being vocal, all that stuff. Sondi in particular was just great at doing all that stuff, making you feel included in everything, and yeah, he's a special person.
You're no slouch yourself. This is the second straight year you've been nominated as a finalist for the Humanitarian Award. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Obviously being able to raise almost $5,000 for that mask for that auction was pretty cool, and yeah, just kind of put a smile on my face. Being able to do that, the Blades helped out a ton with that, which was great, and they're always asking if I need any help with anything like that, so it's great. But I would imagine that or wouldn't be surprised if it gets passed down to another goalie up and coming, Riley Budd. You know, he's a great kid, and he loves doing all that off ice stuff, and he's got a really great foundation, the Be A Bud, so I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to take that award off my hands next year.
All right.
Evan, what did you learn the most this season, either for out of yourself, out of the role, of just being a full-time starter consistently in this league and being recognized as the guy kind of night in and night out?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, coming into this year, that was my goal. It was, you know, a different situation coming into camp. Obviously, Ozzy was still here, and we had a few other goalies here, you know, Cunningham and Bud. So right off the jump, it was kind of still, you know, a 50-50 split. And, you know, once I got that chance to take over, just really learning how to carry myself, you know, just stay to the, you know, stay as me as I could, you know, not letting it change me, you know, doing more off the ice to help my body stay in shape, make sure it's feeling good and all that. There's definitely a lot more to it when you do get that starting role, just with how much more ice time and shots you're getting and all that. You really do have to take care of yourself. But it was a great experience, you know, the ups and downs and all that. You know, obviously I was hit with an injury at the end of the year, which I hadn't really ever experienced like that before, missing that much time with an injury. So, you know, learning from that was great for me too. You know, making sure that my head was in the right space the whole time, and all that, and then coming back with that fire. So I think all the stuff that I learned this year from being a starter was huge for me going forward. And yeah, I think I took a ton more than I would have thought.
Let's take it a little more recently. You faced a team in Calgary just now that are a veteran, heavy, like the crash the crease type of a team. You're in your kitchen pretty much the entire series. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about yourself and what you need to know about moving forward in order to maybe go up against that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're a great playoff team. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a hard-nosed, hard-working, fast team. You know, they were always in digging around me, you know, making my night tough. And I think that's exactly what you got to do come playoff time if you want to be successful. They were great at, you know, trying to get under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't like it to me, obviously, less. But
yeah, I know you did. Did you learn something about it, though?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just kind of, again, riding those highs and lows, kind of staying even keel. Obviously, we were never leading in the series. You know, in the games, we'd always start down and stuff like that. So I think just making sure I wasn't, you know, getting too down on myself. You know, obviously, I wish I could have played better, had it be closer. But, you know, after that series ended, I knew that I did all I could and left it all out there. So, you know, that's all you can do.
That's right.
And you brought up Austin earlier. What's it like been watching his run in the OHL and the streaks he's been able to go on with the Knights this year after, you know, sharing a crease with them last year?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Obviously, I think he finished 33-1, which is unheard of, right? Obviously, super, super pumped for him. I was talking to him right when playoffs started because they all got buzz cuts, so I wanted to see what his looked like, and it was pretty funny to see. But yeah, it's awesome. I mean, London's always a really good team, and they're a team that is looking to go for it every year. And you know, especially him being a 20-year-old, I think that'd be amazing to see for him with, you know, all he's been through and all, you know, the criticism he's had the past couple of years and stuff like that. I think it would be a great way to cap off his career.